DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Cause I told you.
Samantha.
I am gonna have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome into Not Another Podcast. I am James.
And I am Bryce.
I'm a guy with some weird cold thing on my cell phone.
I have an issue. Uh-oh. I know that you snuck,
start right here.
You snuck Dan in last Friday.
I snuck Dan in?
Yeah. That's why we were recording and it didn't record Jim.
Well, no, I think the computer knew. Ooh. I was going to visit Dan and said fuck
preemptively.
No.
It was like, nope.
So it's the computer's fault, right, James?
Yeah.
It's the computer's fault.
It's always the computer's fault.
Must be nice living in a world where nothing is ever your fucking fault.
Oh, trust me. Plenty is my fault. Fuck.
Well, Bree's not here. This is all bros, dude. This is all bros.
Okay, so last week I had the opportunity to go see our friends in the band Herkmer practice. We've been talking back and forth about the possibility of me producing some music for them. So I went out last Friday. And I think because your computer knew I was going, it said...
It overheard
no,
you.
No, I don't like that fucker. I don't want you to mess around with him because you're going to get his stink
it.
On you.
Yeah.
And
so James, who's in that band? Just refresh my memory. Just for the listeners at home, who's in that band?
Let's see. There is our friend Sean, who's been on the show. Our friend Dan, who's been on the show. Another guy named Dan, who plays bass. And an amazing vocalist by the name of Steve, who sounds like Glenn Danzig and Lemmy had an illegitimate prison child. That guy.
You mean Glemmy?
Glemmy.
That's Glemmy. Glemmy Yanzig?
Glemmy Yanzig.
Glemmy Yanzig.
Yiddish cousin to Glenn Danzig.
Hey, you know, here's the thing. When you're in a band and you sound pretty good, then why not just put forth a little bit of effort there? Just saying.
So all the guys wanted to say hello to Big Jim, and Dan was especially sorry that he couldn't see you off. It's his, I guess, his lifelong regret now. That he didn't get to see Big Jim off. And I told him it's no big deal.
Well, that's okay. The cancer is actually more aggressive now here in Pennsylvania. Than it was. Ascending bowel cancer, which is like the worst kind of cancer.
It's
one
got
can
nothing it's, to do but grow.
Yeah. It actually has a GoPro or on it. So as it descends
so
my
bowels.
It streams live.
Yeah.
Streaming live on Twitch.
Here's a hamburger Jim ate when he was five.
He didn't even chew it. He just like swallowed it whole. Like a duck.
Wrapper and everything.
So delicious.
So last week, we had a wonderful...
Previously on another podcast.
we had probably one of the funniest episodes we've had in a while.
Yeah.
Return of Big Jim. And of course, the computer ate it all.
Yeah.
But this week... Jim, have you watched any of the Republican convention, or even by accident?
I have not. I also have not had AIDS of the eyes, so I think the two of those are kind of synonymous.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, I would rather just take flaming hot pokers and just gouge out both of my eyeballs and shove them into my ears, so that I don't have to hear or see any of the shit that's going on there. Though I did see this one thing. The representative, the Republican representative from Nevada got his own state capital wrong. He referred to the capital of Nevada as Las Vegas, which anyone with a fucking map knows it's Carson goddamn City, which I thought was goddamn hilarious.
Oh, that's awesome.
What I think for me was the highlight of the whole thing, in light of... Trump's wife plagiarizing Michelle Obama.
And the speechwriter knowingly doing it.
A fucking Republican showed serious balls and said, I'm not supporting Trump.
Ted Cruz
stood up,
yeah.
f- fucking slammed his balls on the podium and said, fuck Trump.
If you guys have a chance, go to the website Ted Cruz for Human President. It is hilarious. It is so fucking hilarious.
It's
Go ahead.
I'm voting for Lur for Omicron Persei 8 because fuck humanity at this point. But no, I posted or I reposted the thing on Facebook about Trump's wife plagiarizing her speech, and I was met with some of my closest friends that said, I'll see that and I'll raise you one, and it showed Obama doing the exact same thing, which just goes to show you that the president's, you know, speech writers,
they
just
all
sort of like
plagiarize. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's a twat and she's a cunt, and they can both die in a fire raped by spiders. But I mean, that's just my personal opinion. But when it comes down to
Jim, I really wish when we talk about this stuff that you would tell us how you really feel.
Yeah.
Instead of just hiding behind. You know,
as a representative of Pennsylvania, I have to keep my verbiage controlled. I also have to keep my cell phone cool, which is why I'm using a frozen pound of 100% Colombian beans coffee as this week's cooling agent for my cell phone.
And you'll have a drink when you're
done. We need to start getting sponsorships for this cooling agent. This week's Big Jim appearance is brought to you by Pure Colombian Coffee.
Wake up and smell the truth.
Jet fuel doesn't burn that hot.
I mean a 9/11 reference. Well done, Bryce.
Wow.
God bless you.
Takes aim, too fires, smooth. And
truth
breaks
truth
your heart.
Truth hurts, but is oh so delicious.
I really wish more Republicans would have been like Cruz and just had the balls to say, you know what, this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's just trying to unite the party, and Cruz fucking comes out and goes, nah, I'm not doing this. And then it's like, these other Republicans are going, you know, he's right.
I know.
And of all the people, Ted motherfucking
Ted Cruz said
that. I know, the non-human lizard person.
Yeah.
Well, you know, he's more of a iguana, I think. You know, because even amongst them, they hate them. They hate their own little subcultures. So obviously,
fucking
these iguanas coming at us. Lizard owned.
I would have said. I would have said chameleon.
Oh well.
See.
Oh yeah. No, because then they blend. He does not blend. Picks out like a sore thumb covered in syphilis.
He's out of practice.
Yeah.
So it's going to be. I think the fallout from this is going to be really interesting. But a lot of Republicans are standing up. Because he took a lot of heat. Like, people are like, no, man, you signed this pact. You're supposed to back your party. We're trying to unite. And it's like, fuck no. Yeah. And Cruz said it. It's like, I'm not going to back a man who completely slanders my wife, my father, and lies to the American people. And I was like, well, weren't you doing that?
You see it like that, it sounds mean.
Come on. This is a nice, friendly show.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I want to see how the Democratic convention goes.
Apparently, she's going to be nominating her VP. I think today.
You mean Trump is nominating?
No, Hillary.
Oh, here's a fun little fact. So Trump's VP nominee,
Mike Pence,
completely hated in his own state.
so apparently, it's the
he's
party
failing
run
upward.
On hate. Yeah. It's the party run on no.
What state does he represent?
Indiana.
Oh, I was going to say denial, but still.
I think it's also very telling that the governor of Ohio, Kasich, wouldn't go to the convention.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't win Ohio, you don't win presidency.
Yeah.
So.
Well, Rico Kasich has a great tour going on right now. So Rico Kasich should probably just stay to, you know, what he does best, which
John
is, you know, rocking out hard.
John Kasich.
John Kasich?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hate his band. Fuck him.
So, Jim, what have you been up to this past week since we last talked to you?
I've applied for a couple of jobs. I got a job interview, so things are looking up.
Ooh, nice.
Porn store?
Sadly, there are none.
I was going to say,
none
they don't
here.
They don't have any there. How dare you?
Yeah, we moved them all to Portland, and so
if there was though, you'd be owning it.
We have one sad, lonely. I shouldn't say sad. We have one gay bar in all of Portland. I'm sorry, in all of Lancaster. It's called the Tally Ho. And it has been around. It's been around as long as they've been gay people, like since Cain and Abel were around.
So when do you start bouncing there?
Well, I'm hoping to hear back again. Job interview. You know, they need a doorman. I'm just like, I'll be a door person. Thank you.
A door bear.
A door bearable. No. Don't laugh at that.
And there's the title for today's show.
So much better than that. God damn it. A door bearable. Fuck, Jim. Come on. Try harder.
You're falling down.
Fuck, Jim. Try harder is the title for the show.
But no, I would be a carpet technician where I would go to people's houses and or various.
He's just going to leave one little strip.
Yeah.
Maybe a little lightning bolt.
How do you want the corners?
Whatever I finds, I keeps. But no, I'm trying to get.
Sorry, ma'am, I don't do hardwood floors.
Only carpet.
It does match the drapes, though, strangely enough. It's so bizarre. But no, it's a company that I actually went to school with. One of the sons of the guy that started this company went to elementary school and high school with, and I played football with this guy for a number of years. And when I saw that they were hiring, I was just like, sweet, I've seen this guy naked in the shower.
I'm in.
So that's called.
That's not going to be your opening, is it?
It's just like, so how's Longshanks doing? Is he still working here?
Jim, what makes you think you're qualified to work here? Well, I've seen one of your employees naked.
One of the owners. That's the owner.
And I have pictures.
Yeah, Big Dick Carpet Cleaning has been going great here for a number of years.
Any more sojourns into the Temple of Denial?
You got to be more specific. There's so many temples here.
Last week, of course, no one heard it because the computer failed. But last week, Jim was telling us that he uncovered a veritable treasure trove in his basement, and found his original Game Boy with Tetris still working.
The only game that survived the whole thing. I was so proud. I'm like, yes.
And a 15-year-old bag of weed in the case for his cassette tape of Sabotage's Hall of the Mountain King. Did you smoke it?
I have not, no. Because I'm trying to get in it, you know, big dick carpet cleaning.
Little memory box.
Got to keep my drug screen clean.
So Malia smoked it for you.
Dude, she puts up with so much of my shit. If anyone's going to smoke my 15-year-old fucking nug, and to call it a bag of weed is to be so generous. It was like maybe like a one-hitter like worth of shit. I'm just like, wow, I'm going to save this? It was like a time capsule of shame.
How are the repairs on the house going? Everyone who doesn't know, Big Jim decided to leave Portland like a quitter.
Because it's so nice there nowadays, from what I understand, with the fucking homeless camps sprouting up everywhere, like it's a goddamn Cirque du Soleil. Fucking give me a job.
They might have one for you.
Yeah.
Homeless cleanup.
You know, I moved here to Lancaster so I could help fix up my mom's house, and so far we've mostly been focusing on the backyard, which isn't that sparse. I mean, it's not that massive, but it's. It's sort of gone to pot, pun intended, in that the overgrowth has sort of gone everywhere. There's a lot of vines of poison ivy.
Sweet. That sounds like fun.
Fucking everywhere. Yeah. And Malia...
So you've called Batman, then.
What's that?
You've called Batman to take care of poison ivy?
Infestation.
No, I called... who played Robin in that shitty... The shitty one with George Clooney. Who was that
Chris O'Donnell?
Crap? Chris, yeah, I call it Chris O'Donnell. Yeah, the joke's a lot funnier when you actually remember the punchlines. it's been a slow process because we don't have any money really coming in. We can't really get any kind of forward momentum going, getting the house fixed up. I mean, we can plan as much as we'd like to, but at this point, it's just more like.
Why don't you just go around to houses in the neighborhood and just pull what you need? kind of a stealthy you pull it.
redistribution of home, so to speak. I mean, it's nice of an
kind
idea.
Kind of a lowbrow habitat for humanity.
No, the thing is, it's more like internal. So there's a bathroom on the first floor that's more of it's like a powder room. It's like they got a toilet and a sink, and that's pretty much it. But because the house was originally designed to be heated by radiators, there's like this massive thing that sort of encloses the radiator and takes up so much space. I can't fit my fat ass on this fucking toilet. And you know how much I love to poop. You know how much I love to poop. I'm a pooping motherfucker. I poop, like, for five people. Like, I'm that good. I'm the Wolverine at taking deuces. I'm the best at what the fuck I... And I tried sitting in there one time. I'm just like, oh, and the seat's kind of loose and everything else. But,
Don't wiggle.
But, yes... How am I going to wiggle? How am I going to wiggle?
I was going to say he's wedged in there. He's not falling anywhere.
He's not even on the seat. He can't get down.
He's got to get a squatty potty for it.
Joke sniper. One shot, one kill. No, on the sink, there's a bar of soap and a bar of...
barbed wire. Boy, you guys are rough in Pennsylvania.
They got Fight Club in Pennsylvania. That's why he can't talk about it.
First rule about taking a shit in a broom closet, you don't talk about taking a shit in a fucking broom closet. No, on the sink there's a bar of soap and a bar of butter that I use to sort of, you know, just get my thighs kind
get
of ready.
Wedged in there.
Yeah, and then I have a little snack while I Facebook. Rest assured, everything that I post on Facebook that you like or comment on, odds are I'm shitting while I'm doing that. So wash your hands, otherwise you're going to get...
That's why you're shitting right now.
I like how we've been talking, like the phone has been getting closer and closer to Jim's face.
The less you can see, the better you know.
Well, all I see is Bryce's shoulder and half his face. I see, you know, James's, you know, forearm.
Your car's going off. Yeah.
Fuck. All right, well, people are stealing my car. Yeah, well.
The Amish are taking it.
Hey, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. It's not like we're trying to get you to sign up for headshots and resumes to get you out to all the talent agencies.
What is it, 12?
There's an Amish talent agency out here where you have to whittle your own resume and headshot on a piece of wood. And
build a barn.
If they like it, they give you a good game.
you know what's fucked up is I was out here in the backyard not that long ago, and maybe Daddy was drinking. You don't know. You don't fucking judge. I'm just like, I was listening to a podcast while I was Facebooking, and it was one of the old Court and Fatboy shows with Don Frost on there, and Don was talking about... No, it was a Big and Loud podcast. That's what it was. And Don was going off about his whole, like, you know, you were raped by Harrison Ford.
Still the best episode.
God damn it. And the thing is, you know, like James says, like, it's one of the best shows because at the beginning I'm just like, no, he didn't do that. And by the end I'm just like, that motherfucker owes me a goddamn life. I need to one-up that motherfucker right now. I need green mushroom.
I think he just needs to be adopted.
I really want that episode. I wasn't able to download it, and I don't think you guys have the site up anymore.
No, GoDaddy fucking flush that shit. But I can get that episode to you if you'd like.
That'd be great. I fucking love that episode.
Yeah.
Just... how convincing Don is.
I
just
know.
By sheer will.
Relenting. Yeah. Just fucking unrelenting.
Yeah. Yeah. To the point where Jim, like, at the end, he's like, yeah, he totally raped me. It went from a pat on the butt by some extra to Harrison Ford taking Jim into the trailer to teach him how to kiss.
It's not even in the next season. I don't care. Just come over here. Brush your teeth first, for fuck's sake. You got halitosis, for fuck's sake. But I was out back, and I was listening to that podcast. I was laughing. I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I wonder if I could find Harrison Ford's actual Twitter page. And so I went on there, and I found, supposedly the real Harrison Ford actor Twitter page.
Verified one.
I'm just like, hey, I don't know if you remember this or not, but I was the guy that asked you if you were afraid of snakes when I was, 7 years old. Tragically, he never got back to me. So,
because you were probably one of 12,000.
Well, that and the lawyer probably advises don't engage him.
Here's the thing. If and when he does write back, it's just going to say, get off my Twitter page!
I already touch around the clock.
So what else has been going on? Did you reign supreme this week at the video game challenge? What do you call it there?
It's a retro video game night that my buddy Matt Stetler runs, and he and I, when we were in high school, myself and my other buddy Dave Zuber used to sit together like freshman or sophomore year for lunch because we all had the same lunch. And there was
friends.
What's that?
And no friends.
Oh, kiss my... No, we were fucking popular as shit, dude. Dave was like marching band. I was football. Matt was just like rad as fuck. But no, there was a moment
which
where...
Which one of you was the bender?
Bender? Oh, like from... from the Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
I was the
every
guy...
Every day left school, shoved the fist in the air.
I was the guy who ate the guy who ate the guy who wanted to be Bender. You know, getting him down wasn't the hard part. It was those trench coats that are so fucking... It's all full.
They always get caught in the throat.
Ugh, fucking... I could still taste the fucking beret that he was wearing. But I think it was Dave. I might be wrong in this, but I think it was Dave that went to get up out of his chair to take his tray back to throw it away. And a freshman was walking behind him, this little scrawny guy was walking behind him. I have no idea who this kid was, but was walking behind my buddy Dave. And when Dave got up, his chair bumped him, and the guy knocked the tray out of his hand. And Dave was just like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. He's like trying to help him up, and the kid's all awkward and everything else because it's his freshman year of high school. And so the kid kind of weirdly grabbed his tray up and was walking back towards the garbage can, and me and my buddy Matt are start giving Dave a ration of shit because he knocked this tray out of this kid's hand because that's what you do in high school. We didn't have Facebook or MySpace back then. And so before Dave could actually get up to take his tray up, one of the people that was there to moderate our lunchrooms came over because they had to have a moderator for fucking our lunch. It was a Catholic fucking high school. It's not like Welcome to the Jungle. It's not like, was it Lean on Me? There's no kids beating teachers' heads against the fucking floor. It's a bunch of Catholic kids reading the Bible, and
Sister Pius standing over Jim as he's trying to eat his Jell-O.
No fucking clue. See, whenever you mention her name, you have no clue.
You give her power. She that
I know, but she's there.
Have you run into her?
I have not, and if I did, I'd back up and I'd run over her again. Run into her again. And that would kill her, though. She's like Candyman. You say her name 3 times, and that bitch fucking appears. So we're at 2. Let's leave it there.
Let's try it and see if she appears behind Jim.
Sister Pius, Sister Pius, Sister Pius.
Oh, she's going to appear behind
shit,
you.
Oh, shit, she's right behind you.
Behind you, Jim, behind you!
That would be so fucking funny if she actually did. She, looked over the fence.
Oh, Jim!
Was that Smeagol? Or who the fuck was that?
Sister Gollum.
Sister Mary Gollum.
We need to get Don to do the voice for us.
I know.
So, no, what happened was... we're all giving Dave a ration of shit for knocking this tray out of this kid's hand, you know, and it was completely, it was a complete accident, and Dave apologized and tried to help the kid and everything else. But this woman that was there to kind of be like the moderator for our lunch thought that we were being bullies. And just like, you know, like just knocking this, you know, like Dave was waiting for this like little kid to sort of walk behind him, just like knock him down. And so she comes over and she's like, "Oh, you guys think you're so tough, don't you?" And we're all looking at each other like, "What are you? First of all, who the fuck are you? Second of all, are you having sex with any of our students? Because I mean, you're kind of hot." And
I volunteer as tribute.
Three fingers. That means love right there. Yeah, the Mockingjay is what we call it when she puts her fingers in my butt.
Vegas, you have to pay extra for that.
Yeah.
She's like, "You guys think you're so tough, don't you?" And we're like, "I don't know what you're talking about." She's like, "That poor kid walked behind you and you knocked his tray to the floor, almost knocked him over." And we're like, no, we're just, you know, it was a total accident. Like, we're all trying to apologize all over. So she's like, I just hope you're proud of yourselves. And so she leaves, and she didn't give any of us, it's called central detention at Lancaster Catholic High School. At least it was back then.
Like
whenever you got in trouble.
Waterboarding.
Holy waterboarding, actually. you prick. Because, I mean, if you're going to die, you want to go to heaven. So the only way to get there is to have water, holy water, like, poured over your face with a rag in your mouth.
They cover your face with the Shroud of Turin and pour holy water in your mouth.
Total myth. So after she left, we're all looking at each other like, "What the fuck was that about?" And this is why my buddy Matt is such a genius, is he went home, and this is like back in like the early 90s, like maybe 93, 94, but he had a computer that he could actually do fancy fonts and print up, you know, various things. He had like one of those like machine gun belt fed printers with like little like, paper on the side, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, pins that roll the paper.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I love him so much. He made this sign that said "Reserved for Tough Guy Chair Ninjas," and he put it on our table. And this was right when the video for "Sabotage" by the Beastie Boys came out, and so we all gave each other nicknames from that video. So, like, one was Chief, one was one was "Oh Fuck," and one was. I don't know. I can't remember all the nicknames that we had for each other, but he put that down there, and so we would sit there and we just sort of glare at her the whole time, just like eat our fries, like just knowing, just like, "Just wait, bitch, just wait for that next fucking sophomore to come our way, and we'll knock him to the goddamn ground."
But anyway, without even leaving our chair.
But Matt now has since he's got a wife, he's got a daughter as well. And every Tuesday, he runs what is called a retro video game, and he's got two modded out Xboxes, like the original Xbox. So, I mean, it's pretty much just like a fucking hard drive that you can, if you know how to, you can sort of fix up any way you want to. And he's got every fucking Nintendo game, every Genesis game, every Super Nintendo game that you can think of, and he can actually add more to it. And so I've won, of the three events I've gone to, I missed the first one by a couple of minutes, the Tetris one, but I won the fastest run of the first level of Super Mario Brothers. I won that one. So I got $25 cash, and I got this, he went to, it's like party supply store, and he got like all these little Nintendo medals. So I got...
That bird's just waiting for
There's a bird above you that's just waiting to shit on your head. Don't back up.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
It'd be so funny if it was just lined with birds. Be like, "Jim, don't turn around. Get in the house."
Don't acknowledge him. Just slowly back into the house.
So this is Jim's last show before he got pecked to death. The good news is all the homicidal birds died of diabetes because of high blood sugar and fucking carbohydrates that are in my system right now. But so anyway, I won the Super Mario Brothers run of the first thing, and then I came back the following week and I competed in the beat the first two competitors on Mike Tyson's Punch Out. So I beat Glass Joe and Van Kaiser, the fastest. Now, you might think this is cheating, but what I did was I went on YouTube the night before each of these events, and I went, like, I watched, like, a speed speed run is what they call that, where they see how fast they beat a game or whatever. And so I learned all the tricks, so to speak. But I didn't have a controller, so I had this, basically, I watched it a couple of times. I'm like, okay, so this is how you do it. And I went there, and I've won two in a row. And after, I'm the first person ever to win two back-to-back speed trials at this retro video game because of the Game Gauntlet. So, and because of which, he's now giving me the privilege of picking the next game that we play. And I chose F-Zero. Now, I never had a Super Nintendo. I went regular Nintendo, Atari Jaguar for some fucking mysterious reason. Like the worst fucking game console ever created by man. But I liked playing F-Zero. And I knew this was a game that I may not necessarily win, but I loved playing F-Zero as a kid. So I figured, like, okay, if there's going to be a next game, I'll pick that one. And so I was supposed to go this last Tuesday, but there was a scheduling conflict. I think Matt had some things that he had to do with his family and had to cancel it. But so it's going to go down this coming Tuesday. I'll let you guys know how I fare after that whole thing, if I get my third medallion, which is what I'm working towards.
How many YouTube videos are you going to watch before this?
I'll watch at least one, I would say, just like a speed, because F-Zero is one of those things where even if you see how it's, I mean, with Super Mario Brothers, it's pretty easy. It's jump and run and, you know, learning where to jump and all that sort of thing. It's pretty easy to figure out. Mike Tyson's Punch Out, it's left, right, and dodge. That's really, you know, basic. With F-Zero, there's like, you know, you've got the regular control pads, you've got the speed up and the brake, but you also had those bumpers, the left and right bumpers that you could use to sort of corner, sort of like, you know, drift, like, you know, Tokyo Drift style. So I don't think I'm going to actually win that one, but I wanted to have a game that's fun and a little bit more outside of the regular Nintendo, because not a whole lot of people are attending this whole thing, but I mean, $25 cash and bragging rights, why the fuck wouldn't you show up?
So. We may just have to go down there to dethrone him.
Yeah, yeah. That would be the only reason to go to Pennsylvania.
Fuck, and you know how many homeless
Spike
people we have?
Spike the controller and walk out.
You know how many homeless people we have here?
None, because you guys eat them all.
I'm living in my mom's house, thank you. I'm pathetic, I'm not homeless, thank you. But no, I've seen like maybe six homeless people since I've lived here.
There probably was a lot more until the Amish got a hold of them.
Converted. No, no,
they're pacifists. They don't believe in violence.
Slave labor.
No.
They like the good old days.
It's the good old days.
As long as they're not colored, they'll be fine, right?
Bryce's next phrase was, like the good old days. What, we should go to Africa and get all the Amish people from there? Is that what you're saying?
Well, he is slowly becoming a Trump supporter, so...
Slowly?
Make America great.
He's got his foot on the gas at this point.
He's been talking a lot with our good friend Dennis.
Let's make America superior again. This crisis.
I want a hood in every house.
Ow. And a cross on every lawn.
Wow. Wow, that's your friend, bro. He said those words out loud. They're recorded. I'm assuming we're recording this one.
Maybe
just
we'll
our
just,
part.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's just his this time. So nothing I'm saying is getting recorded.
I'll mix it with last week's when it was just you and I.
Yeah.
That was really awkward.
Oh, God damn, Bryce. Seriously. See, you joke about that shit. You know, and can we get real for a minute? Like, you joke about that shit, but like... I have had so many of my friends or people that I grew up with, and I was excited to sort of meet since moving back here. Now that with the onslaught of social media and seeing what their true thoughts and beliefs are,
yeah,
just like I am gobsmacked at the fact
that people can actually believe what he says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we're clearly joking.
Yeah. He's a horrible, horrible human being. He is supported by the KKK, so he's just.
Though it took him a day and a half to be like, I don't really know what they're all about. I'm like, really? Really? You don't know?
Fucking KKK. The answer's pretty obvious there.
You ever saw Mississippi Burning? You never saw a lot of those movies? You ever saw fucking Forrest Gump? Forrest Gump was named the guy.
He was probably alive while they were still in their heyday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back when he had a full coif of white hair.
When that fox on his head was still alive.
It was blonde.
Yes, the superior color.
I do want to say, though, I don't want to hear any more bullshit from him about immigration or anything like that, because his fucking wife is not even American.
Yep.
She could barely speak English.
Did you guys hear that somebody made a little wall?
Yes, I saw the picture of it. It's
on the Hollywood
hilarious.
Walk of Fame.
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Razor wire and everything.
Razor wire, American flags. It's pretty fucking funny.
And we live in a country where people love to find reasons to sue somebody, and because that's it's tripping hazard. Because I mean, it's on the street. People walk by. They may not see it. You trip and fall. If I tripped and fell and hurt myself and looked down, just like, oh, somebody built a. That's what they did. They built a fucking fence around Donald Trump's start. You know what? I wouldn't sue him. I would give that guy motherfucking money. I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
God bless you, sir.
Give him a medal.
Yeah. Make the wall taller.
Yeah.
I give him one of my fucking.
I wonder if he charged Donald Trump for the material.
Dude, one of my friends from Portland posted this recently. I think it was Ted Douglas. He posted that he got a phone call because he used to be a Republican, and he got a phone call from the Republican Party asking him for a motherfucking donation to help support Donald Trump.
I think I read that post that you, because you commented on it, or you liked it or something. Oh, that guy was so awesome.
And the guy's just, and Ted's just like, you know, I'll let you know this much. And he's like, I loved his reaction, because my initial reaction would be just like, hang up, fuck that guy or whatever. But he took the time to be like, you know what? I used to be a Republican, and now based on the fact that this is your motherfucking pony that you have in the goddamn race, I refuse to support the Republican National Party in any possible way. I think he's now a libertarian or something. And he's like, motherfucking Donald Trump has got more money than I will ever make in my entire fucking lifetime. Yeah. Call his bitch ass up and ask him for some more donations. And that's what the fuck he's doing. He's not funding his own campaign. He's loaning himself money from his various companies that he will then refund himself. That's called fucking
with
money
interest.
Laundering. Yeah, with interest. That's money laundering. That's what the goddamn mafia does. So, sorry, my neighbors are like, why the fuck is this white guy yelling at a bag of coffee?
I think the question is, why isn't he yelling at a bag of coffee?
Goddamn, 100% Colombian. Goddamn you! Fuck you, Juan Valdez.
You're so delicious.
It's gonna become like a weekly thing. Oh, he's going out to... He's gonna yell at frozen food again.
What has he got this time?
Let's be honest. That last pizza barbecue smelled delicious. Have you ever cooked a slice of pizza on a fucking Android phone before? I guarantee you.
I was gonna ask if you've ever had barbecued pizza. It is fucking good.
It is. It, agreed.
That is nice and smoky flavor.
There's a delicious coffee smell wafting through his neighborhood.
But the thing that frustrates me even more.
He yells at his frozen food. But the neighborhood smells great.
We're so confused.
His rage is satisfying, strangely enough. I don't understand. I'm gonna,
it's entertaining to watch, and it smells delicious.
Yeah.
Pissed off pizzeria is going to be my
Anger by the Slice. Come on.
I like a slice of pepperoni with some miffed mushrooms and some...
You have to have your employees yell at the pizza before they give it to the person.
Could I just get an order of rage rolls, please?
You suck! Here you go. That'll be $2.95.
You know, I think I should go to like Little Caesars next time, because, I mean, at least there, you know, it's only $5.
No, that just makes your ass yell.
Yo. Have you ever thrown up through your butt? You guys ever thrown up through your butt before?
It's called eating Little Caesars.
I agree. No, but again, if we can be serious for a hot second, the thing that angers me even more is that these people that I used to be friends with, that I used to, you know, I grew up with, that I've known for years and years and years, you know, their whole, encourages their support of Trump is the fact that Hillary Clinton, who clearly is not fit to be president. I mean, yes, she's got political experience. When Obama was running for president, one of Trump's big thing was back before he got laughed the fuck out of the campaign. I don't know, it was like 4 or 8 years ago.
He's not qualified.
He doesn't have enough political experience. This motherfucker couldn't run.
He's running on a platform of non-experience.
Yeah. We're just, you know,
but by definition, as soon as you start running for president, you're a politician.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
So they're saying that, you know, because Hillary is so obviously paid for, she paid the FBI off. Because, I mean,
she
had all those emails that she didn't leak them. She just wasn't very responsible with how they were, this, that, and the other. I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? But, I mean, that's what they're using as, well, this is now, I'm definitely voting for Trump. Like, there is another horse, or there was another horse in this race before he got bought the fuck out. And, you know, he's not perfect, but he's a better candidate than what the alternative is, which is, you know, bringing about the fucking, the next possible...
The apocalypse.
I would say more civil war. Because that's really what's going to come down to. Because, I mean, not everyone can leave this country. And those people that do support him are like, oh, God bless Trump.
Here's the thing, though. And if you pay... Anyone who pays any attention to Trump knows that, number one, he's a control freak.
Yeah.
He's got to have his hands in everything.
How dare you besmirch his good name?
Legally, he has
Trump
to step
University.
Down.
Trump University. Trump stakes.
You okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm
good.
You
got it cleared out?
Okay. Yeah.
He hasn't.
Because we can get you some.
He has an allergy to the truth.
Number one, if Trump becomes president, he has to step down from all his businesses. Like, everything.
Think so?
He won't. So, he's violating the Constitution and, like, everything there. That's an impeachable offense. Anything he does as far as trying to pass laws, Congress is going to fight him, Republican and Democrat. We might have a united Congress for the first time ever. However, if he's learned anything from Obama, it's executive action.
Yeah.
So everything, he's going to bypass the Congress because he knows that the Congress is going to fight him. So he's going to bypass the Congress and do everything by executive order.
Yeah. You know, and he's going to do his best.
He's going to abuse his power, and the only way to get him out is either a bullet from the CIA, which I don't doubt, or impeachment.
Inside job.
Could be.
Whose initials are CIA?
Two shooters. Two shooters on the grassy knoll.
Whose initials are CIA? I can't think of
it. Chris Isaac.
Chris Isaac? Yes. Chris Isaac Association. It's going to be a wicked game that plays.
It's going to be a wicked game. The most wicked of games.
You know, you've got that. And you know, on the other end of the spectrum, the other thing that's sort of going on, I mean, we now live in a world where, at least when we were growing up as kids, you know, if you were a politician or if you were someone of power, you had to kind of work in secret. You had to keep a cover going on. Now it's more like, hey, we're going to throw this other distraction out there for people to pay attention to, and then get away with all this other shit going on behind the scenes. They're not even trying to hide anymore. It's just so front and center. It's jaw-dropping. And, of course, you've got the whole Black Lives Matter. You've got the I don't know if you guys saw this recently, but there was a person, this black guy, who was taking care of an autistic...
Yeah, I saw this video. Yeah,
and he was laying down on the ground, hands up, saying, "I'm unarmed," and they fucking shot him anyway. And when he said, "Why did you shoot me?" the cop's response was, "I don't know." And still, people are just like, well, you know, it's not the gun's fault. The gun just was staying at home until this douchebag got a hold of it. I'm just like, if we make the guns harder to get a hold of, it may not stop a lot of these whole things. But at the same time, you know, at least...
Well, in this instance, I would say it's more an issue with the police training.
And that's something that...
Whenever the guy was a racist shitbag.
Yeah. And that's something that...
Here's something that I noticed the other day, and I asked a few people about this, and they all seem to agree. Has anyone noticed that the rise in violence between black people and police kind of correlates with Trump's rise in popularity?
I would say, no, that's the thing is, it's only become more popular... and the thing is, it was before the election happened. I would say, and again, it doesn't start with this, but when Trayvon Martin was shot by fucking Zimmerman, that was something that happened well before the election was a thing. And this is something where the police themselves were saying...
Well, I'm not saying that it started with Trump. I'm just saying that it seems to be, the instances seem to be rising.
I think it's becoming...
The more popular he becomes, it seems to be the more popular it is for black people and police to go at it.
I think that it's something that's always been a factor, and I'm not saying that you're wrong at all.
Look, all I'm saying is I want to see Trump's head. I want to see if there's a 666 on his head anywhere under that rug.
I was going to say, I mean... And the thing is,
I think he's the second coming of
he's
Satan.
He's such a douchebag. He won't even wear a fucking a dignified toupee, you know. But whatever. It boils down to this is a violence against minorities has always been, and it's not just black people. It's people of any color that isn't white, and to an extent, also white people also have been killed by the police as well, but. It's like it's never been more abhorrent than it is now, and this is what terrifies me day in and day out. Because growing up, how many times did you hear about any of this shit? It did happen, but I mean, how many times did you hear about it? Not very much. Now that you've got a phone that's got a camera, when
there's a serious rise in race crime,
and
lately.
A big part of it too is it's more accessible that we see it because of this 24-hour news cycle, and now that we have cell phones, like you're saying, it's more than 24 hours a day. It's microsecond news.
And that gives those moments... and it's not just like one news source. It's so many different news sources. So as soon as that story breaks...
It's every news source.
It's already being published by one that's saying, that, hey, this is what happens... And then all these other news sources are like, okay, this is how we're going to spin it. This is going to be anti-gun. This one's going to be anti-cop. This one's going to be against why black people should just fucking lay down when the cop tells them to get out of the fucking car. You know, and it's disgusting on such a level that, you know, and it's not getting close to... It feels like we're crescendoing towards... The worst possible thing, which is going to be this all-out motherfucking race war, which when we were kids, we heard stories about that. But that was always from your one friend whose parents were obviously fucking KKK members or whatever. You know, and that's what they was. I can't wait to be able to wear my hood again, ride down Main Street with shotguns in each hand on a horse and just shoot. You know, any motherfuckers
with no name.
Again, this I'm looking around. I swear to God, I hope my neighbors aren't listening to just that one point. He just said he wants to ride down Main Street. But this is what they always talked about. But this is really what we're getting closer to. And the NRA, which would be the one organization to be like, okay, this is what we need. We need to have better, safer requirements to be a member of the National Rifle Association or the National Gun Association. These fucking lunatics are out there and they're shooting fucking gay people in Orlando, shooting fucking cops. They're shooting anything else.
Cops.
Not every cop is a motherfucking racist, but the ones that are they just seem to be coming up in goddamn droves. There was a documentary I watched on Netflix about in Florida or Miami, I think it was, where, which is also in Florida, strangely enough. Fun fact for you guys.
I'm glad you caught that.
But when the
the penis of America, the
syphilitic, just like gross, shriveled,
the flaccid, floppy,
uncircumcised, just fucking just
grossness. But when the cocaine was coming up, was coming into the country. That's where it was coming from, and they're like, "Well, we need more cops," and so the Miami PD just was like, okay, can you hold a gun? Hey, you, Steve Gutenberg, want to be a cop? Come over here. Hey, you that makes funny sound effects, you're also a cop. Get over here. You know, and it was like there was no real requirements for how to deal with or de-escalate situations like this. You know, and I'm sick and tired of seeing videos where there was a situation where there was a cop following a car that most definitely had a drunk driver behind the wheel. And the cop's following the car for a while, and the cars were swerving back and forth and back and forth. And eventually it wrecks, and it lands on the passenger side. And the driver, I mean, obviously realizes, oh, shit, I just wrecked my car, tries to climb out of the passenger side. The cop that's following him gets out, and within the span of seconds, shoots him in the fucking head. Like, where's your taser? He's drunk. Where's your fucking mace? Where is all the non-lethal enforcement that needs to be a thing to combat what's going on out there?
See, that's a good question. That's a very good question, Jim. Aren't most police departments, aren't the officers issued tasers now?
Yeah.
Why is everyone reaching for their guns?
So I kind of have a unique perspective with going through some law enforcement classes.
You've been tased?
Do you want to be?
Unfortunately, fuck no. I'm not stupid.
Have we got a deal for you?
Why is Bryce's hair falling out? Fun fact.
So it is very hard in a split second to make some of the decisions that they have to make. I'm not excusing them of some of their actions. There are times
I think we're
when they
all
make
in agreement here.
Choice.
I mean, it's in a life or death situation.
Yeah. And when you're a cop with a firearm, your mistake generally ends with somebody being shot.
You don't shoot to wound, you shoot to kill.
Yeah. You're there to neutralize the threat. That's what it's about.
And
so it makes it difficult because there are situations, there's a large percent of the population that pepper spray does not affect.
Yeah.
So that's why pepper spray...
Who does pepper spray not affect? People that love wasabi?
Yeah.
No, there is a portion of the population that it doesn't cause that swelling, hard to breathe, inflamed eyes.
Okay, how...
And it's actually a pretty significant.
Hey, first of all, I'm a Sriracha fan. And if I've ever fucked up and a cop pulls me over, he's like, get out of the car. And I get out of the car and he sprays me with wasabi. He's like, you know what? I was wrong. I apologize. Do you want some sushi? I'm just gonna have some sushi. I'll pay. No, I'm going to jail. I get that.
You're
I'm
hungry?
Going to jail. Let's get some wasabi.
But before we go.
Yeah. So that's one of the reasons that mace has kind of made its way out of the mainstream use. Tasers are more effective.
But it depends on whether or not, you know, they make contact. Yeah.
The prongs prongs have to penetrate so far. Exactly. And then you get somebody that's on something like PCP, it will not affect
them at
all.
Delicious angel dust. That goes great on wasabi, by the way. on top of the sushi. No, but I
make a little paste.
And again, I will agree with you, Bryce, when with that statement, because I didn't realize that there was a portion of the population that responds to.
Yeah, I want to say it's like high 80s, low 90s is the amount that it will affect. So there's, I think there's like a roughly 10% part of the population that it doesn't.
But it's such a rare occasion where that's used, and that would, you know, you see guys that, you know, you're fighting with the cops, like the situation where the guy was selling CDs out in front of this fucking convenience store or whatever, and the cops showed up, and the guy's fighting, and they got him on the ground. Let's shoot him. Like, no, fucking dose him with some fucking pepper spray. If that doesn't work, then hit him with a taser. If that doesn't work.
Another thing with the pepper spray, too, is that it can spray back into the officer's face. So it's, you have to be very careful when and where, because you use it in a very enclosed area. And the cop can.
And again, I'm not saying you're wrong. It's a very good point as well, because it isn't just, I was, when I was a bouncer at Panorama back in the day, back in Portland, there was a situation where there was like this huge, I'm assuming it was a gang fight that took place in our club, and it was like,
it was an orgy,
but
it wasn't
people
a gang
were fucking
fight.
Angry.
Sword
they
fighting.
Were fucking angry.
It was fabulous.
Have you ever heard of hate
thank
fucking?
You. They were hate fucking. Take this, take it, take it. But no, it was like, and the thing is, this was they called them, when I worked there, we had these earphones in our ears, because the club music that was playing was so loud, you had to have earphones in, and you had to have your radios going so you could hear if there was they called it a code red. Code red was like, you know, all hands on deck, get the fuck here right now. And the first time I ever got a chance to experience a code red, I ran in there, and there was like, motherfuckers, and these Asian dudes were like, it was a brawl, and it was like, it wasn't so much two guys fighting, it would be like two or three guys fighting each other, and then there'd be a circle, and motherfuckers would just like throw an arm in and just like clock a motherfucker when he wasn't looking, because he's trying to fight the two dudes that are beating his ass. But we end up calling 911, we're dragging him out the back door towards the squad cars, and there was this big, big motherfucker. He was like, I have no clue. He was like, remember Tong Po? Or what was that big dude from Bloodsport? Remember the big guy from
Bat?
Not Badass. No, the guy that Van Damme fought at the end. Badass. Whatever. What are you talking about? Big fucking strong motherfucking Asian dude. And the cops that showed up, they used non-lethal means of getting this guy into handcuffs. And they dosed him with some pepper spray. And it wasn't an enclosed area. We were out in the back area. But something in the wind kind of caught over.
It got
in my eyes, got in my throat. I was nauseous. I was hard to breathe. Yep. I couldn't. Yep. My eyes stang for the rest of the goddamn night. And so, yeah, you're right. You know, using that kind of a non-lethal thing doesn't necessarily solve the problem. But the guy went home at the end of the night. The cop went home, and the guy went to jail, which is what was supposed to happen. When you got situations where a guy's, you know, in the passenger seat of a car, tells the cop, I have a gun, I have a license to have said gun, and they shoot him to death. He's not running from the cops. He's not fighting with the cops. He's even at shit.
They pulled him out of a stopped car. He told them that as he was going for his license for the traffic ticket he was about to get. He wasn't confrontational. And that's the problem I have. It's when police use lethal force on someone who is clearly given
not a threat.
The guy on the ground with his hands in the air, I'm not armed, I'm helping this autistic kid, boom, they shoot him. Guy in a car pulls over for a traffic stop, hands clearly visible, tells the cop, look, just so you know, I have a license to carry, I am carrying, I'm going for my license and registration now. And doing it slowly and was pulled out of the car. That's the problem we're having, is that these situations are being elevated to the extreme
with
or
no,
or no repercussions. These cops are being given like a clean slate to do whatever they want to do, and they're costing people's lives. Some of these people, yes, they have a criminal record. Yeah. Maybe they should have to go back to jail, but they shouldn't have to go to the goddamn morgue, and that's the main issue. And that's something that no one's really every time it gets brought up, it's just like, well, he shouldn't have fought the police. Well, does that mean the cop should have pulled his gun and shot the guy? Well, we don't know what he had. There was that situation where there was a little fucking 12-year-old kid playing in a fucking park, and he had a toy gun like any number of us had when we were kids. And he was by himself, and the cop showed up, and within the span of 12 seconds, the cop showed up, got out of his car, saw the kid, shot the kid dead, and then walked over and pulled his own taser out and tossed, and this was caught on tape. There's video footage of him tossing his taser at the kid's feet, saying, "He went for my gun." And it's just like that kind of shit is not being, no one's being held responsible. When you see that shit on the daily and you're of that particular ethnicity, how would you not want to be like, okay, you're getting pulled over by the cops because you're black and you're driving a car, or you're just black in general? How do you not have that semblance of, fuck you, this is going to be the next thing that's going to be on the news tomorrow? Maybe I survive, maybe I don't. But these people don't want to fucking die. They don't. Just they want to be treated fairly. They want to be treated right, and they're not getting that. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's to the point where, you know, I hate to say it, but these people are getting pulled over, and their thought isn't like, oh, damn it, I'm going to get a ticket. It's, damn it, I may not live.
And how would you react in that situation if you were that particular shade of, you know, skin color?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because if you pull over, you're subservient to the police, and you do everything you should do, you could end up getting killed. If you run because you're afraid you're going to get killed, you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
And here we have Big Jim.
Sorry, I had to change out the bag of frozen coffee because the other one actually, it thawed out.
It's all cooked.
So I have to get another frozen bag.
It's
if you would continue the show or not.
No,
I'm good to go.
We're actually coming to the end. We've been on for just over an hour now. Jim, always good to have you with us.
Hello?
And look at that cuteness.
I know, right?
Oh, and then there's that. Cuteness? This is like Sesame Street. This is adorable.
Nope.
One of these things just doesn't belong.
Dude, you've seen how hideous I am, and I helped make that thing. I mean, it's all, I give all praise and thanks and genuflections to Malia for creating such an adorable baby like that. But again, not to hammer this point home.
Seriously, we're friends. And I can't even see you right now.
All I see is Bryce's fucking blinds and his shoulder.
It's because I'm saving your eyes.
What?
Because look, Jim, look.
Yeah. Delicious dish right there. Yeah.
Get some of that, huh?
He'll good game you all night.
I will always be your witness.
Okay, now
and that's how we end the show. Jim, thanks for coming on.
It was an honor and a privilege, and I cannot wait for next week. I thank you guys so much. This did record, though. We can't do this again. Yeah. Can we do this?
It says recording in progress.
That doesn't mean it's going to keep.
Well, I believe in a coffee if it doesn't, but either way, I love you guys so much. You guys be safe, and this has been fantastic. You know,
don't get pulled over.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, he's the right
not
shape,
even.
So.
The sad thing is, I can't even laugh at shit like that. I mean, I know it's meant in jest, but at the same time, like I've got so many friends that are of a darker complexion, not necessarily black, but whatever. It's just this is what they deal with on the daily, and it's people that are white, they're just like, oh well, this is the problem. It's like, how the fuck dare you? You don't live in that world. That's the fucking issue. If you did for like maybe a hot fucking second, your opinion would definitely change. These people live it every time they walk out their own fucking front door. Sometimes the door gets kicked in. They don't even have a chance to go outside. But, yeah. Anyway. Dick joke. Cunt. Fuck. Twat. Burger.
Donald Trump's
new band. Come see Jim's new band, Twat Burger.
our new album, With Cheese, will be coming out very, very soon. But I love you guys. And this has been fantastic. Are we going to do this again next week, or is this going to be like a once and done? Oh.
Next week we're off. Bryce is out of town, and our schedule is going to be changing, so we're going to talk to you about
that. Yeah, we'll have to readjust.
Yeah.
I'll look through my CD cases and see what other drugs I might find. But either way, keep me in the loop, and yeah, I'm so happy to still be a part of another podcast.
Well, we're happy to have you. Bryce.
James.
Have a good week. Jim, do as well. And to our one listener, we'll see you
later.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.